February 7, 2017.
Told me that in the next few days he has yard site for his father, so he has to rededicate the learning.
Zeich HaNishmas Reb Shimon Reb Yaakov. We left off in the Gemara, sort of in the middle of Daf Pei Dalet on the base, the learning about Kisu Yadav. So the Gemara is assuming, this is another Gemara, the Gemara is assuming here that Pikoch Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos, and if you have a Cholo She'esh B'Sakonim, you're permitted to be Mechal HaShabbos, Cholo She'esh B'Sakonim, you're permitted to eat tray for food. In the concentration camps, they gave them tray for food. They wouldn't eat the food, they're going to die. They had no bread. So Pikoch Nefesh is Deich HaKol HaTarukul, except for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damos, so we're not talking about that. So what happens if a Cholo Mesukan needs freshly Geshacht and a flesh? By us, you don't need freshly geshacht. We have refrigerators, we have freezers. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a refrigerator, so it's going to get ruined. So the doctor says he needs freshly geshacht and a flesh. So the Gemara says that rather than ask a Nochri, Amir the Nochri is only the Rabbanan, rather than ask a Nochri to kill an animal and the meat will be nevela, it's preferable that a Jew should shecht on l'chayla b'Shabbos. A Jew should shecht on Shabbos. So all the Rishonim work on the kasha. Why? You mechal Shabbos, that's an Issa Kares, that's an Issa Misa. Eat Nevela, if you'll ask a goy to shecht, Amir and Nachri is only the Rabbanan. There the Chayla will be violating, is an Issa Lav to eat Nevela, so isn't an Issa Kares with an Issa Misa, isn't that more Chomer than Issa Lav? And the rule is, in the last parak in Yuma, when a Chayla has to eat non-kosher food and he has a choice of eating A, B, C, or D, different kinds of food, machila mosa hakala kal tchila. You let him eat the less, whatever isur is, the lesser of the isurim. One isur, let's say nevela is malchus, and if you eat the tevel, something that grew in Eretz, you want mafish to musamaisa, so that's misa b'dei shemai. And if you eat chel b'dam, that's koris, that's mochomer. And if you eat and if you mechal shabbos, that's anisa misa, that's koris with misa. So there's a hierarchy over here. So if you have to violate some avera or another in order to save his life, you should do the lesser of all of the four averas. So why shecht and lechol b'Shabbos? You should be machal him nevela. So the Rishonim work on that kasha. They give different answers. I think we discussed it last week. Some Rishonim say chol Shabbos is going to be one yisur. And if he's going to eat nevela, he'll have to eat a few kazesim. So it's more chomer to violate a lesser avera several times than it is to violate a mochamadik avera once. That's the answer that some Rishonim say.
So, but all you have to do is eat less than a kazayis.
I mean, you should let him eat less than a kazayis and pause. Yeah. Pachas mi kazayis. I don't know. It's a good kasha. I don't know. So the Rishonim work on this kasha. Why? But the Gemara is assuming that is the din. If you have a chayla mesukan on Shabbos, so we're permitted to shecht on Shabbos. So that's premise number one. Premise number two, we mentioned that Tosfos has on the top, we'll have to get there, on top of Pei Zayinim and Aleph, Tosfos explains, the show from the Gemara, that Kisur Hadam is considered the Gemara of the Shechita. Even though, strictly speaking, Kisur Hadam is not Miyakim in the Heter Achila, if you shecht Chayvi off and you didn't do Kisur Hadam, so it says Mutar Bachila, but nonetheless, when you have Dam and you do Kisur Hadam, so it's considered Kisur Hadam is the Gemara of the Shechita. So that's what this Amoira came up with, a fantastic Kiddush. Whenever you have a situation, namely a Cholo She'esh B'Sakana, a Cholo Mesukan, B'Koch Nefesh, is Deich HaShabbos, so you're permitted to Shecht for the Cholo. So we say, you're allowed to Shecht and finish the whole Shechita. Not only are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Shechita, which if you won't do it, he's going to be eating the Vela, so that's the heter to be Mechal Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to do the Kisei Hadam also, even though the Kisei Hadam could be done tonight after Havdalah. Just save the dam in a bottle so it shouldn't evaporate, shouldn't get absorbed in the earth. And after Havdalah, you'll do Kisei Hadam. No, this Amoira, we don't pass like this. This Amoira permits you, who is it? Rav Eina. Dorash Rav Eina Hapischa Debei Reish Galusa. At the entranceway to the Reish Galusa's home, he was giving a public shiur. So the Gezokta Shechet L'Chayla B'Shabbos Chayv L'Chasos. If you have a heter to be Mechal Shabbos to do the Shechita, so the heter goes to the Gemar HaShechita, even though the Gemar HaShechita is not Ma'akev. As far as the Chayla is concerned, you don't need it today. You can do the Kisei Hadam after Havdalah. There's such a similar din l'moshel, different cases. Let's say you bring the karbonis to meet him on Musafim on Shabbos. So when you bring a karbon, it's a malacha, you're doing a sheichet. Sheichet is an Atilus Neshama, is one of the 39 Avos malachas. Then, Yamakta the Emurim on the Mizbech, that's malacha of Havara. Some people think that Havara is only asa to strike a match or to make a fire. That's not true. If the fire is burning and I throw in a piece of paper, so that's also Havara, not only when you create the fire. So when you take the Emurim and you throw them into the fire on the Mizbech, that's malacha of Havara. So one should have thought that to meet him on Masaf and Mamutar, you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to Shecht it and to be Zerk the Dam on Shabbos because it's Manu Kavua. If you're not going to bring it on Shabbos, so you wait till after Havdalah, you won't be Yotze. Can't be marked with the Karbonis at night, you can't be marked with the Karbonis on Sunday. Ava Yama Batal Karbona. You can't be marked at night because no Karbonis are Karb at night. But as far as Haktaris Emurim is concerned, they really ought to wait till after Havdalah. So the Gemara says no. The Tmidim and Musafim that were brought on Shabbos, so just like the mitzvah of Hakrovas Karbonis is Dech and Shabbos, if it's Mana Kavua, so you're allowed to do Kimin Shenit and Shabbos Lidochas, so you're allowed to Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so it's permissible and preferable to do the Haktaris Emurim on Shabbos, because Haktaris Emurim is the Gemara of Hakrovas HaKarbon. So since you had a hetter to be Mechav Shabbos to bring the carbon, so the hetter even goes on Haktaris Emurim, and it's preferable to do it on Shabbos. That's the Gemar. Take for example, there's another famous mashal. You perform a bris milah on Shabbos. So how much? And the Gemara says you're only permitted to be Mechav Shabbos for milah bizmana. If it's milah shalai bizmana, if it was postponed, if it's not the Yom Hashmini, then you're not allowed to be Mechav Shabbos. Obviously, there's some kind of a malacha involved in performing a bris milah. So that's a big discussion in the commentaries on the Gemara. What exactly is the malacha? So some say the malacha is in the tilus neshama because it's going to be bleeding. The shayla is he interested in the bleeding? Is it malacha tzvicha legufa? Does he want the bleeding? It should be a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. So apparently they think the rishonim ask it. Tosis raises it. So we usually assume that there are three parts to a bris milah. That there's milah, means you cut off the outer membrane, the thicker membrane. Then there's priya, you cut off the lower membrane, or you fold it back. And then there's hatofas dam. So many argue hatofas dam is if the baby is not allowed mahul, if there's no orla, then you have to have hatofas dam bris to substitute for a bris milo. Or let's say a baby had a goyish, a doctor did a circumcision on the baby, so you're not. It's not kosher, you're not yotze. Or if they did the bris milah tochs manai, they did the bris before the eighth day, so you're not yotze, so you have to repeat it. What do you mean repeat it? There's nothing left to cut off. So you cut a little bit, and you have a little dam kam. So many assume that hatofas dam bris is only vimkaim bris milah, when you can't fulfill bris milah, because something happened. Either anachri did the bris, or he did the bris shalai bismanai tochs manai, or there's no lad mahul, so you can't do a bris milah. So the Zohar says not. So the Zohar says, learns out from Psukim, there are three parts to the bris milah. There's milah, and there's milah is cutting off the outer orla. Then there's the priya, the lower thinner membrane, and then every bris has to have hatof as da. That's why the Agudas Rabbanim seven years ago, they made a whole tumul about the clamp. Some of the moilim came up with a gumko clamp or something that you put on a clamp on the Eber Ha'orla before you perform the Bris Milah, you put it on a few minutes before and it stops the blood circulation. So when you cut the Ha'orla, there's no bleeding at all. So they said that you're not Yotze the Mitzvah of Milah. Others said, who says? Who says we follow the Zohar? So they bid the Yevet if you use the Gumko clamp. So they all said, Rav Henkin at that time was the big Pesach here in America before Moshe became before Moshe was accepted. So Rav Henkin said that they told him that there's always going to be dam. It's not true that there's no dam. There's not as much dam as there would have been if he wouldn't have used the clamp, but there is going to be atavas dam. So if a moel did a bris milah with a clamp, you don't have to repeat it later to do atavas dam bris. You have the right to assume that there was some dam at the dam. There always is a little dam, but they were opposed to it because it should be a normal amount of dam. So Tosfos adopts that position. Tosfos doesn't quote the Zohar, and the Mishnah Nisyankah quotes the Zohar, but Tosfos interprets in the Gemara that position, that the malacha that's involved. The Gemara assumes that some malacha is involved in a bris milah. That's why you're only the heter to perform a bris on Shabbos and Yontif, is only if it's a milah bizman. Milah shalai bizman is a malacha, and there's no heter to do it. What's the malacha? So Tosis assumes the malacha is the bleeding. Aye, but you're not interested in the bleeding. It happens. It should be ain't tzricha legufa. Tosis says no, tzricha legufa. And sounds like they think so because that's halacha. You need hatafas amris. Since you need it, so the need for the mitzvah is considered the fulfillment of the mitzvah. What hatafas adam makes it that's called tzricha legufa. You're using it. Other Rishonim say that it's based on the Lashon HaGemara, Masechta Shabbos, that it's Mesaken Mona. That the baby, a Jewish person who is not Gemalt, is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. Kol Lora Lo Yechol Bo, yesterday, etc. And when you perform the Bris Milah, so then you're Mesaken Mona, you're fixing a Mona, in Aramaic means a Kli. So Mesaken Mona is on a broken Kli. So the Rishonim say Mesaken Mona applies to a human being also. If a doctor does surgery on a patient, so the Gemara says that that's a malacha. So the Rambam says it's Mesaken Mana. He fixed the broken body. So here, the baby is born with an Ora Orla, something broken over here. So when the Moel performs the Bris Mila, he fixed the broken body, and he made him into a Mahal, so he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So other Rishonim say, based on the Gemara, it's not so much the bleeding, he's not interested, that's a malacha, Shein Tzricha Leguf, for the bleeding. He doesn't really care for the bleeding, but it's a malacha Mesaken Mana. Other thing for us, by Mesaken Mana, what? Mesaken Mana means a milah d'alma terms. If you ask a guy, what did he do? The guy said, what did he need that for? He didn't. There's nothing broken and he didn't fix it. What did he need? The guy don't do a bris milah. So other Rishonim say that it's a different malacha, like gozes. Like if he cut off fingernails, so it's a malacha gozes. If you take your haircut, it's a malacha gozes. So if you chop off someone's arm, that's not gozes. But if you cut off the or harla that's supposed to be cut off by a Jewish baby, that goes as if you're going to do a circumcision on a Goyisha baby, then it's not like a fingernail, it's not like hair, something that's tzugechepet to the body that you're removing from the body. But if it's a Jewish baby, then it's gozes. Different opinions, but whatever it is, there's some kind of a malacha or another. So the Gemara says, how much of the or ha'orlo do you have to cut off? So the Gemara says in paragraph, lezen demila, basa chayfes reifa ha'torah. You have to cut off so much of the skin that the ruba kakula, the raiv of the aver, is megula. So what if the moil cut off basa chayfes raiv ha'torah on Shabbos, and then he put down the knife? So the Gemara says, but lechatchili should cut off all of the or, because just like there's a din of hid the mitzah and tzitzis and tefillin and other mitzvahs, tefillin zekah, talah zekah, and so on. So the Gemara says there's a hid the mitzvah in bris milah. Then the moil shouldn't leave a sloppy job. Shouldn't just cut off basar chayv hazarev hatar and leave all the tzitzin, leave all the threads hanging that are not me'akven the samila. So the Gemara says, the moel, all week long, the moel should cut off even the tzitzin she'ei me'akven the samila because of hida mitzvah. But the Shabbos on Shabbos, what if the moel already finished al pidin, he completed the whole milah, he cut off basar chayv hazarev hatar, is he permitted, and put down the knife, is he permitted to pick up the knife again and to continue to cut? Is going to cause more bleeding. Going to cause more bleeding. We assume lactosis that the malacha is the bleeding. So is he permitted to continue to do more malacha on Shabbos for the miyut? For he the mitzvah, the din is mila is decha Shabbos. He the mitzvah is not decha Shabbos. So the Gemara says yes. The Gemara says, calls man shalasilik yodo, calls man that the moel didn't put a bandage on the surgery. So he's not finished with the bris mila yet. So then he's chayzer even on Shabbos. And the tzitzin shem akven samila. After he put the bandage on, then he's going to tell him, take off the bandage and continue to cut, then it's not a hemshech from before. Because man, he didn't do that, it's a hemshech from before. So just like we say, when the Kohanim makriv, the Tmidim u'Musafim on Shabbos, they're even permitted and we recommend lechatchila chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, they should do haktori seymorim right away. It's a different maisa. Other Kohanim are going to do it. It's not the same kohen who did the shchit and did this because Saddam is going to do Haktoris and Murim. They used to divide it up among all the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash, but still, Haktoris and Murim is the Hashlama. That's a Gemara of the Hakrova. So even though it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, you can wait till after Havdalah. But still, since he had a Heta to be Mechal Shabbos in the beginning, Kimishinit and Shabbos Lidocha, so you're allowed to continue to go through to the end. So by the Bris Milah also, he had a Heta to do the Milah Bizman on Shabbos, so you're permitted to continue to go through to the end. So that's what this Amora Ravena, he thinks the same. When you have a Chodesh Yesh B'sakona, so we permit you, rather than ask a Goy to shecht and feed the Chodesh Nevela, so we recommend it's better, the Kalakal Tchila, preferable is that a Jew should shecht. So there was a Heta to be Mechal Shabbos for Shechita, in order to give the chayla mesukan kosher geshach teneflesh. So not only are you permitted to do the shechita, you're permitted to do the kis, permitted to be mechal Shabbos even for the purpose of the kisi adam. What chilul Shabbos is there already in the kisi adam? What, so that's what Tosis discusses over here, kisui. What chilul Shabbos is there? So they quote from the Gemara in Beitza on the first parak. Gemara discusses what's the chilul Shabbos. So one aspect of chilul Shabbos is it Rav Eina permits the Shoichet to be Mechal Shabbos b'deraisa or to be Mechal Shabbos b'derabbanon? So that's not so clear. Hemshach HaGemara sounds like it's only the Rabbanans. When we'll get a few lines later, sounds like you're only talking the Rabbanans. But the Ramban discusses, maybe there's a possibility, even Malachas deraisa, since it was mutav him to be Mechal Shabbos to do Netilas Neshama, that's Anisa deraisa. So Kivin Shinit and Shabbos Lidocha, so you're allowed to do even the Gemara. The Kisi Adam is the Gemara. So what can be a Chilul Shabbos deraisa? We don't paskin like him. Well, we're just discussing what is a Shita. The Gemara is going to say he's not correct. The Tanoim say not so, and we don't paskin like Ravina. What can be a Chilul Shabbos deraisa? So the Gemara in the first parak in Beitza says when you do Kisi Adam, you have to have offer malo, offer malmata, and the offer has to be granulated offer. If you have a big blotch of earth that's all attached, you can't have such a blotch on top, blotch on the bottom. That's not kisi adam. It has to be granulated, ground up offer, so that the dam will be nivla in the offer. So to take a blotch of earth and to grind it up is a melacha of tochen. Tochen is not only on grain to make it into flour. The original tochen is part of sidur de pas. The first 11 melachas in the list of 39, the Gemara calls sidur de pas. So you plant, you plow and you plant the grain and you harvest the grain, then you grind it up, then you do the lisha, you mix in flour, you mix the water into the flour, and then you put it in the oven, you bake it. So that's the whole sidur of the pas. But you shouldn't make a mistake and think that grinding is only on food. The Gemara said beferish that if you take earth, solid blotches of earth, the Gemara in Shabbos says, and you grind it up and you make granulated earth, and then you mix in water, you do lisha, and you make it into a clay vessel, and then you bake it in the oven to complete it in the kiln. So the Gemara says you violate so many different malachas. One of the malachas is tochen. So you see, the Gemara assumes that tochen applies even if it's not edible food. Tochen applies to sin. So that's one suggestion here. The Ravena permitted, we're not going to pass on like Ravena. Ravena permitted if you mechal Shabbos to do the shechita for the chayla, then you're even allowed to do a melacha deraisa to do the kisi hadam, to grind it up, which is mamish tochen. The pashtus of the hemshich hagemara, he never went so far. He only meant to say you're allowed to violate the rabbanon. So what the rabbanon are involved? So Tosis quotes from the Gemara in the first parak in Beitza. What the rabbanon is, eitzim rabbanon of Yofer, is muktzah. So when you have a bris, and the minig is that the moel, after he cuts off the orho, if you have a bris on Shabbos, so the question is, there is a minig that comes from the Zohar. It's mentioned already in the Gonim and the Shuvas Hagonim, but the only source we have is from the Zohar on the Pasuk in Parshas Bolak, that it says, Mimono Afar Yaakov, who can count all of the offer, the containers of offer that the Moelim put in the Orha Orla, the Matmin in the offer. So if you have a Bris on Shabbos and the Moel wants to cut off the Orha Orla and put it into a cup, a small cup like this full of sand, so the Shaila is, the sand is Muktzah. It's Mavana Yofa is Muktzah. Whatever is not Oda Mikaela Mochel Mamashkin is Muktzah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch from the Gaonim, if you know you're going to have a bris, you should be Mazman the offer in advance. The offer remains Muktzah. The offer is still offer. It's going to remain Muktzah. But if you're Mazman it in advance, despite the fact that it's Muktzah, you have a head to tiltle for that purpose. Or for equally important purpose, or for more important purposes. So that's one possibility here. You have a sack full of offer. You have offer somewhere, granulated offer, but nobody was thinking in advance of Shabbos that they're going to use the offer on Shabbos. Some people, they had dirt floors. They didn't have carpets. They didn't have tile floors. So whenever there would be dirt on the floor, so they would take some sand and throw it on top. Like in recent years in a butcher shop, so there would be blood all over the floor, so they would throw sawdust on top to cover it over. So if you have a sack of sawdust in the house on Erev Shabbos, muzman and miyuchad, or a sack of sand miyuchad, that in case there'll be any dirt, you're going to throw the sand or the sawdust on top to cover it up. So then it remains muktzah. The sand that the sawdust remains muktzah. But you have a heter tiltil for that purpose. So either maybe the pshat over here is you have sand all over the place. Yeah. And if you have a sandbox where the children play, the little babies play in a sandbox, so that's a toy. So the sinomadir of the mochach that the balabasta was mazman the sand in the sandbox for the children to play for it, play with it. So it remains muktzah. But you have a heter tiltil for that purpose are equally important or more important purposes. What if you have offer nobody was thinking at all on Erev Shabbos to use it at all? So then it'll be muktzah. So that could be what the issue is here in the Gemara. That chashash the rabbanon of tiltal muktzah. The Ravena permits you to be mechal Shabbos by tiltal muktzah, even though nobody was mazman the offer. Or Tosis gives another consideration. We're talking about shechting a kui. So a kui we discussed in the previous parak that osvez beno only applies to behemah, doesn't apply to chay. Kis adam only applies to chay, doesn't apply to behemah. So kui is a sofik chai, sofik behema. Either sofik chai, sofik behema, or it's a hybrid, so it's mixas chai, mixas behema. There was a machlokes hatanaim, what's the story of the kui? What's the metzias of the kui, and what status does it have? But the kui is considered a sofik behema, sofik chai. So if you go, so what's the din of a sofik behema, sofik chai? So you have to go to chumer. You have to go to chumer. So are you allowed to eat the chaylev of the kui? Chaylev is only also if it's a behema, if it's a chaya, the exact same chaylev. That's on counterpart. And in a behemoth, this is an isakores. In a chayah, those fats are hetagom. It's the exact same chayla, but it's mutter. In a chayah, it's mutter. So we go to chumer. When you have a kui, you go to chumer. So you have to do kisi adam b'li brocha. Maybe it's a behemoth. You don't need kisi adam. You go to chumer, you do kisi adam b'li brocha. On the other hand, you're not allowed to eat the chayla. Because maybe it's a behemah. Sure, it's a sofik behemah, sofik chai. So the Gemara says, if you're going to shech the kui on yontif, and the fellow's going to do kiseh hadam, even without a brocha, the onlooker will say, hey, the rabbis allowed him to do kiseh hadam, muzayin, that the kui is a chaya, because if it's a behemah, apparently the balabatim also know that kui is questionable. So if it would be a behemah, he wouldn't do any kisi adam, so it must be that it's a chai and the chaylev is mutter. If you're going to do kisi adam on the weekdays on a kui, so the balabatim will understand. Maybe it's a shaila, maybe it's a sofik. But if you're going to permit people to do kisi adam on the kui on yontif, people will think they allowed them to handle the sand in order to do kisi adam. It must be that they established that a kui is a badai chaya, and therefore a kula comes out that the chaylev is mutter. So mishum hatoras chelba, we wouldn't permit kisei hadam. It's a chashash, and he said the rabbanon. We shouldn't permit kisei hadam ayanta either because of tilta muktza, the sand was not muzma for anything, or because of the chashash shem ayov alechol es chaylev shemishum hatoras chalbo. So that's the shaila. What exactly? What isa are we dealing with over here? We're talking about grinding up the sand, which is a malacha deraisa. Rabbeinu permits you to do a malacha deraisa. Very wild. The pashtus is not so. But the Ramban raises such a possibility. Or you're talking about Anisa de Rabbanon of Tiltal Muktzah, probably. So he permits you to do it. There's such a famous Gemara also. The Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole, I mentioned last week, he has a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha. A Shabbos Shuvah Drosha. He talks about Tosfos Kasha Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that we blow Tkiyas the Miyushav and Tkiyas the Miyumad. More than we're obligated to do. You're not mechuyif to blow so much shofar. We do more than we're obligated. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Why doesn't that constitute Bal Tosef? So Tosfos gives answers. Tosfos gives different answers. So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes, the Minchas Chinuch gives the following answer. Minchas Chinuch didn't have access to the Sefer Yireim, one of the Rishonim. Sefer Yireim, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, was the Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. So the Sefer Yireim gives the answer of the Minchas Chinuch. It's Mechavim. That what? In the Chumash, it says, Yom Trua Hi Elohim. Sounds from the Chumash, you blow shofar all day long. So the Torah Shabbat Peh tells us, you don't take it literally, you blow shofar all day long. You have to blow three times, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, and that's it. Here you say. But since the Pshuta Shal Mikra sounds like Yom Trua Hi Elohim, so if you keep on blowing all day long, you can't slap on him Anisa Bal Tosef. He's fulfilling the mitzvah Kipshuto. Even though one can fulfill a mitzvah with only blowing three times tkiya through tkiya, but if you blow more, it's all a hemshach of the kiyam mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef Engel shows in the Rambam Shita, the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Leil Pesach, Mishochel kazayis yotze. Once you eat kazayis yotze. Why didn't the Rambam write there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis matzah? He doesn't say that. He says a mitzvah to eat matzah, and if once you ate a kazayis, that's enough. So Rabbi Yosef Engel shows that Rambam seems to be saying that if you continue to eat more than a kazayis and matzah, even the extra is also a hemshech of the kiyam mitzvah. It doesn't mean that you have more schar. Doesn't mean that you have enhanced the mitzvah. You're going to get fatter, but you haven't enhanced the mitzvah by eating more matzah. But it's considered a hemshech of the kima mitzvah. It gives you enough kaminas over there. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes. A lot of situations like that. That something is a hemshech, something is a gemar of the other thing. Like the you already cut off the basar chayfas raif haTorah. So when you cut off the tzitz and shei makvenas amila, that's considered a hemshech. Even though you would have been yotz in the mitzvah without that. It's only mishum hida mitzvah. So he quotes among his many sources, he quotes a gemara, a famous gemara in Yevamos. The gemara says in Yevamos, let's say my brother dies and he left no children. So I have to do yibum. I have to do yibum. As matter as that, we don't permit yibum. We only do chalitza. But in the early days, from Maimon Hasina till the days of Abu Shol, till the days of the Tanoim. So the psak was the mitzvah Yibum Kodem, the mitzvah Chalitza. It's preferable to do Yibum. So the Gemara says, what happens if my brother is a character? My brother who died was married to a Mamzeres, the Issa. So I'm going to marry the Mamzeres. It's an Avera. So the Gemara says, Minatoira, it's permissible to do Birishaina because Esi Dechaloi says, since Yivama Yavale is a mitzvah sese, the only way to fulfill a mitzvah is by having beer with the mamzeres. So mitzvah sese, decha mitzvah sloi sese. But with the Rabbanim, we don't permit you to do yibum because the heter, eser decha lo sese, is only going to apply to the beer rishayna. If he's going to want to do beer shnia, he already was yotze the mitzvah. So we don't permit him even to do the beer rishayna, gzera beer rishayna, or to beer shnia. That's what the Gemara says. So with the Rabbanim, if the Yivam is a mamzeres, we recommend he should do chalitza. He shouldn't do yibum. So Tosis on that Gemara says, why did the Gemara say gzer bi rishana to be a shnia? The Gemara should have said gzer tchilas bi to gmar bia. Once you do tchilas bia, you're ready in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So there's no head to do the gmar bia. So what do you have to talk gzer bi rishana to be a shnia? The tzveta bia say gzer tchilas bi to gmar bia. So Tosis says anacharami. The loshana Gemara is lavdavke. And the other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, they say, no, Gemar Bia is the Gemar of the Tchilas Bia. Since you had a Heter, Esed Dechol Esesi, to do the Tchilas Bia, so the Heter applies even to the Gemar Bia. But the Bia Shnaya, that's not a Hemshech. That has no Heter for it all, so that you're not allowed to do. So Rabbi Yosef Engel gives many different Gemaras. That's his style. He quotes 15 different Gemaras that seem to be indicating in the same direction. And he says that that's where Ravena is driving out over here. That the Tosfos says on the next daf, on Pezayin Amud Aleph, that the Kisei Adam is the Gemara of the Shechita. So since you had a Heter, for the Chodesh Sheyesh B'Sakani, you had a Heter to do the Shechita, so the Heter even applies to the Gemara. And perhaps even on the level of the Reis, even to do Tchina, or at least on the level of the Rabbanan, to do Tiltul Muktzat, or the Gzera the Rabbanan, HaTorah's Chelba, whatever the issue is involved of the Hishadi Mutta. So what is he going to say? We don't paskal like it.
Rabbi, by hekta chalavim, if they're not mamshich right away, do the hekta chalavim, and they wait, so they can still be machal Shabbos.
Yeah, the Gemara says, even if they wait a few hours.
If they wait a few hours,
because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Yeah, I don't know.
By Mila, if he waits, he can't complete the Mila.
By Mila also, if he puts on the bandage, then it's called...
He walks away and then he comes back, he can't come back.
If he puts on the bandage, then it's a new ma'aseh. It's not a hemshech. Because money didn't put on the bandage, it's a hemshech. But the haktaras emurim, even at 5 hours later, the talmid tefillin himself from in the morning, he can do haktaras emurim.
So if they do dry the ways, it's part of it. I think
it's still.
They do the avodah.
Yeah, but the avodah is only muta because it's a mitzvah of a yom avatul karbana. But avodah yom is only on the shechita. And the Zvika Saddam and Akhtar Seymurim, that you can do the Chatchila Balayla.
But the evidence if they didn't do it at all, the carbon is yotze.
The carbon will be kosher, yeah. So the Gemara says, why don't wait till after Havdalah?
And it's still Dovah Shabbos.
Yeah. So the Gemara says it's a Gemara of the Hakrov. So sometimes only a Gemara if you do it immediately following, sometimes a Gemara even if you do it later. Yeah.
Is the Rambam with the extra Kazayism of Matz, is that the same concept of Mitzvah Harishus? Or is that different?
No, mitzvahs of shus is a different thing. You're not obligated to do this, but if you do it, you have the kima mitzvah. Here, he's obligated to eat matzah leil haseder, but if he eats a kazayis, he's yetzer. But if he eats more than many kazayisim, it's all a hemshecha, the same mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So mitzvahs of shus means we recommend you should do this. You're not obligated to, but if you do it, you have a kiyum. If he doesn't have an added kiyum, if he eats two kazayisim matzah, he doesn't get a bigger piece of levyasin. He doesn't get a bigger olam haba. Just he gains weight. But it doesn't enhance the mitzvah. It's the hemshech of the mitzvah. The main nafkamina, so you have nafkaminas.
By shofar, the baal tosef, if it's not megareya, so there's no problem with baal tosef, maybe. If he continues to blow the shofar, as long as it's not megareya from the ikka mitzvah that he was mekayim, so it wouldn't be baal tosef anyway.
Why not?
No, but by eating the matzah, if he's not megareya from the original, he ate the kazayit, then he continues to eat.
That's a different thing. Sometimes when you violate Baal Tosef, you say Kalamaisiv Gareya. Sometimes you violate Baal Tosef and it's not Kalamaisiv Gareya. If it's not Mamish together, then you're in violation of Baal Tosef, but you don't say Kalamaisiv Gareya. You don't always. No, you can violate Baal Tosef even in an oifen where it's not Megareya. Yeah. Even if it's not Megareya, it'll still be Baal Tosef. So that's what the various answers are, why it's not Baal Tosef to blow Shofar a lot. So the Minchas Chinuch was mechavet to the answer of the Urayim. He says, since in the Chumash it says Yom Tru Yelachem, sounds like as much as you'll blow will be a hemshech of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. You don't say the mitzvah is over with the first few tkiyas that you did three times, tkiyah through tkiyah, finished, and the rest is a dvarashus. No, you don't have to blow more, but if you blow more than the minimum, it's all a hemshech of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. You can't say that that's Baal Tosef. So the Gemara tells you again, so he gave this public shear in front of the Reish Galusa's home, a pischa de Bei Reish Galusa, and in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a loudspeaker, and the Rabbanim didn't have such powerful voices. So they used to have an amora means a speaker. They used to have another person who would scream out loud the shir, maybe with a horn, whatever. So Rava, he is what Ravina said, Amaluhu Rava, Ishtayma Ka'amar, Lishamtu al Amori Mine, like pull away the mic. Don't let him continue to talk. Hakta Chaynik is wrong. He's saying a psak that's not correct. So he says, tell the Amora, tell the one, Pashupshat, tell the Amora he's saying over the Shir, he's not allowed to say over what he said because it's Keneged Adin. Rashi has different shatim here, different girsas. Ishtoma, one shat is Ishtoma, he said a dova mishtomeim. He said a wild chiddush. It's too wild a chiddush. Don't allow the Amora to say it over. Then Rashi has another girsa. If he said it in his own name, pull away the mic. If he said it in the name of a Tana, okay. But if he's saying his own Chiddush, if it's in his own name, then don't say it over because it's wrong. The Tanya, we have a Beferish Ebraisa, the Tanoim say it's no good. So if Rav Eina is saying it over from a different Tana, okay. So his Tana has a right to disagree with this Tana. But he's not saying over in the name of another Tana who's Chaylok on Rabbi Yossi. He's saying his own. So then don't translate it because it's wrong. The Tanya, we have a Ebraisa, okay. So Tosefta, it says Tosefta and two Mesichtas, and Chulin and Beitza. So it says Rabbi Yosi Amer Kui in Shoch the Mosa Biyontif. Why? It's not a Kui is a Sofik Beim a Sofik Chaya. So you need Kisei Adam Yisofik, and you don't see a Brocha. So the din is it's not proper to shecht a chicken or a bird or a Chaya in such a situation that you know in advance that you won't be able to do Kisei Adam. So the din is that a kui, you know, if you shech the kui on yontav, you're not allowed to do kisei hadam. For the various reasons, either we're talking that the stuff that the sand is mukta, you're not allowed to be metalta mukta. So if you would shech the vadai chaya, that's vadai chaya in kisei hadam, and you had some sand muzman for some purpose, if the baby makes a mess, then we're going to throw the sand. So a vadai mitzvah is equally important to the baby's mess that you plan to use the sand for that. A vadai mitzvah is also important. But if you have a shchitas kui, that's a suffix, a suffix mitzvah is not that important. So the sand remains muktzah. When you mazman sand to use it for a purpose, so you're allowed to, it still is muktzah, but you're only allowed to use it for that purpose. The equally important purposes are more important purposes. The Gemara has this in Beitza. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a loshen, lo nitnu etzim elo lahasoka. If you have logs on Shabbos, etzim amon aliyofa amukta. So logs, branches, twigs, amukta on Shabbos. unless he made it, unless he took it in the weekdays, he made a kli out of it, he made a chair out of it. Okay, then it's not going to be muktzah. But logs are muktzah. So what if you're mazman the logs to throw in the furnace on yontif in order to cook food or in order to keep warm? So fine, so the logs, the Gemara said, the logs remain muktzah, but you're allowed to be metaltled for that purpose to throw it into the furnace. What if you're mazman the logs to throw it into the furnace? Now you decide you want to keep the place in the Gemara. You have only two arms, and you have to keep the place in the Rosh and in the Rif and in the Gemara. So you need something to keep the place. You want to take one of the logs and put it over here. So the Gemara says, no, that's not as important to Hishtamshus. A normal Hishtamshus is, you take the logs and you throw it into the furnace. You want to use it for some unusual Hishtamshus, going to stick a big log in the Gemara to hold the place. That's not normal. So if it would be something, a knife or a fork, a klishim lachta lehet, there's no problem. You're talking the logs are muktzah. You mazman the logs in advance to throw them in the furnace, so they remain muktzah, but you're permitted to be metaltalit for that purpose, or an equally important, or more important purpose. This is less important to keep the place. So the Gemara says, lanitnu eitzim ela lahasoka. When you mazman eitzim an erev yontif to throw into the furnace, you're only allowed, it remains muktzah, you're only permitted to use it, handle it for that purpose. And to use it for a less important purpose, b'leib tanis muktzah. So the same over here, the Gemara says, you have sand that you are mazman for some purpose. So if you're going to do a vadai kisei adam, that's a very important purpose. But if you're going to do a sofik kisei adam, on a kuyas, a sofik behem, a sofik chaya, so that's a less important purpose. So we say, the sand b'leib muktzah, and it never was muzman. Unless you had an advanced beferish, I'm going to shech the kuyah on yontif, and I'm mazman the offer for the kisa adam or the kui. Okay, if you're mazman in advance with the sofik mitzvah, so then it's muzman, so it remains muktzah, but you're allowed to handle it for that. But we're talking, he wasn't mazman it for shchitas kui, he was mazman it for shchitas oifus, mazman it for shchitas chaya. Now he wants to use it for shchitas kui, so that's not as important. You're allowed to shecht on yontif. Bismar Gemara, you're allowed to shecht because they didn't have refrigeration. Today, you're not allowed to shecht because it's not normal. People, just like you're not allowed to go fishing on yontif, even though it should be heterech nefesh, you're not allowed to pluck off fruits from the tree, it's not called heterech nefesh, because these are things that are not done soon before you're about to eat. These are malachas that are done way in advance. So in the days of the Gemara, shechting the chicken was done soon before you're about to eat supper, so you shecht the chicken today, because they had no refrigeration. But today, nobody shechts. We always shecht way in advance. Even if the husband is a sheichet, he doesn't shecht when his wife wants to cook supper. He shechts months in advance, years in advance, and they leave it in the freezer, then they take it out of the freezer. So today, the pashtus is, there would be an issue of the raisa maybe, to shecht on yontif. You're only allowed to do melachas al chanevish, what's normally melisha v'yelech, but normally is done soon before you're about to eat the food. So again, so Bizman Gemara, it was permissible to shecht on yontif, shecht abeim, so you don't need kisei adam. Shecht chaya v'of, so you have to do kisei adam. Shecht a kui, which is safek abeim, safek chaya, we don't permit you to do kisei adam on yontif. On weekdays, you can do kisei adam b'li brocha, mi safek. You go to Chumar, you do the kisei adam b'li brocha, but on yontif, we don't permit you because of the two reasons, either the tiltum muktzah or hatolas. HaTorah's chelbo. People will think that it's a vadei chaya, and you're allowed to eat the chelif. So since you're not allowed to do the kisei adam, so we tell them it's not proper if you want to shech the chaya of the yof, which need kisei adam, and you don't have anything to be mechasa, so then it's not proper l'chatchila to shech. So it's never proper, and shech the mesakui b'yontif, because you know in advance you won't be allowed to do the kisei adam. So that's not proper, to shech the chaya of the yof, in such a fashion that you won't be able to do kisam. You mechayv yourself in a mitzvah and you can't fulfill a mitzvah. So that's not right. A guy's gonna put on. He goes to the store and have different outfits. He's gonna buy an arba kamfis and he doesn't have any strings to tie on tzitzis. So the din is, he said, there's no avera to put on an arba kamfis. Once you put it on, you mechayv to put on tzitzis. Hotnish ken tzitzis. So oydas rachman and patre. There are no strings in his world. No string. A world without string. So, Eidus Rachmana Patre, let's say Shabbos. Shabbos, they say, you're allowed to put on the Beged Arba Kamfis. Eidus Rachmana Patre, it's a malocha, so you can't put on. But it's not right in the first place. What you pick to buy a Beged, you make yourself mechuyev in the mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah. So don't buy a Beged Arba Kamfis in the first place. Don't look for trouble. So that's what it is over here. When you shecht Achayev Yoif, you make yourself mechuyev in a mitzvah. So if you know you won't be able to do kisei adam, it's not right to shechtenin. Don't make yourself mechuyev in a mitzvah. Don't make yourself mechuyev in a mitzvah, and you won't be mevatel mitzvah. So you're not supposed to shecht the kuyan. The yontif, if shechta, what if he went ahead and you violated his din? You shechted it. Ein mechasan is dumb. You're not allowed to be mechasan adam. How does he know? So the Tana Rabbi Yossi says it's a kavachomer, and the whole kavachomer is a mashman dinim derabbanan. So mashma. That the whole issue that Rabbeinu disagreed, and we don't pass like him, he passed like the Tana Rabbi Yossi, Rabbeinu was an Amora. The whole issue sounds like there's no debate that you're not allowed to be Mechalal Yontif Bideraisa to grind up, to granulate the offer that you should be able to do Kisam. It's just talking about their abundance. That's the whole Hemshech HaGemara sounds like that. So Rabbi Yossi makes a Kavachamah like this Madach Milo Shivador Doche Shabbos, if you have the baby, was born last Shabbos. By the way, my daughter in Eretz Yisrael just had a baby boy on Shabbos. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tonight for YU, and I'm going to a bris. My daughter is having a bris this coming Shabbos.
Which daughter?
My daughter, Posen. Yehuda's Posen. Mm-hmm. Baby number 7 is a boy. She has boys and girls. She has everything. Yep. Yeah. So, if you have a vadai mila bizmana, Ma Mila Shevado Derech Shabbos. If the baby was Vaday born on Shabbos, so the bris Mila is Derech Shabbos. Nonetheless, Ein Sveka Derech even Yontif. Let's say the baby would be born Bein Hashmashos, so, in between Tuesday and Wednesday. Baby's born tonight Bein Hashmashos in between Tuesday and Wednesday. So when they do the bris Mila, so next week you shouldn't. If a baby is born late Tuesday afternoon, 1 minute before the Shkia, so you do the bris next week on Tuesday morning. You don't have to wait 7 days Meisleis. On the 8th day, you do the bris milah. In the morning of the 8th day, you do the bris milah. But if the baby was born bein hashmashos in between Tuesday and Wednesday, you can't perform the bris next Tuesday. Maybe it's toch shmoina. So do the bris on Wednesday. Fine. What if Wednesday happens to be Yontif? So not only, let's say, baby is born bein hashmashos Friday going into Shabbos. You're not allowed to do the bris next Friday because maybe it's toch shmoina. You're not allowed to do the bris on Shabbos. Maybe the shmini was Friday. And it's a Mila Shalai Bizman. Mila Shalai Bizman is not Derech HaShabbos. So the same is Yontif. If the baby is born Bein HaShmashos and next week, so the 8th day after the first day of the Bein HaShmashos, maybe it's Toch Shmoina. What if the next day is Yontif? So a Sofek Mila Bizmana is not Derech Yontif. That's how the Gemara says. Even though a Vadai Mila Bizmana is Derech HaShabbos, but a Sofek Mila Bizmana is not Derech Yontif. A Safik Mila Bizmana is not Derech Yontif. 100 years ago, there was a great Goyen in Europe, Rabbi Yitzchok Leponovich, Rabbi Yitzchok Rabinowitz. He was a great Goyen. Big Baal Mechadosh. He was such a big Baal Mechadosh, he always had Chidushim against the Shulchan Aruch, and they never followed any Halacha L'maaseh, they never followed his Chidush. He was a Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, held a lot from Rabbi Yitzchok Leponovich because he was so... such a big Baal Mechadosh. But the Yad Gedolim used to make fun a little bit. Because he was nice gehalten, halacha l'maisa. So he has in his sefer, Zecher Yitzchak, they put together a sefer of his chidushim. He has a chidush against the Gemara. He says, let's say I expect guests. So I'm going to bake cookies for them. So I expect 5 guests. How much does each guest, how many cookies does each guest make? I don't know. So, Sofik Daraisa L'chumra. You're not allowed to cook an extra. You're not allowed to bake an extra cookie. No. If you have a suffix, how many cookies they're going to need? So you make sure that you bake enough cookies. There's not a suffix there. I say lechumer. Whenever there's a suffix, so that's called the Torah Chachal Nefesh. So on Yontif, not only do we paskin that you're committed to do melach on Yontif, the Torah Chachal Nefesh, the Torah Mitzvah Sayyam is also mutter. You're allowed to carry a tinoik lamula. You want to carry the baby. There's no eruv. Want to carry the baby to the shul to perform a bris mila on Yontif, so you're permitted to. Want to carry a lulav latzis bar, you want to carry a sefer Torah likras bar, you're allowed to do malachas in order to perform a mitzvah. What if it's a sofik mitzvah? So just like a sofik achal nefesh, I don't know how much the people are going to want to eat, so I want to cook enough to make sure that I'm covered. So if you have a sofik mila bizmana, have a sofik, the baby was born bein hashmashos Tuesday going into Wednesday. And next week, say, I'm not going to do the bris on Tuesday, maybe it's Toch Shmoina. And Wednesday, I'll do the bris on Wednesday. What if Wednesday is Yontif? So in Shulchan Aruch and in Rambam, Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to do the bris mila. So Ditzel Lepanovich says he doesn't think we should pass like the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, because since it's a Sofik mitzvah, it's like a Sofik Ochel Nefesh, so maybe it is a meal of Bizmana, so then you are allowed to. A Sofik Tzarcha Yangsa Zetzach. It's against our Gemara. Beferish against the Tosefta. The Gemara says Beferish. The Gemara says Beferish. They have in the biographies of the Chazon Ish that when he was a young man, he wanted to go learn in a yeshiva. So he heard about Rabbi Tzala Panavish, and so he went to Panavish Yeshiva. So Rabbi Tzala was giving a shiur, so he said a chiddush. I would have said the same thing. This is not a wild chiddush. He said a chiddush that there's a din of Eved Ivri remains an Eved if Bezin sold him, Nimka Big Navasa, he remains an Eved for 6 years. And then when the 6 years are up, he goes free. So when are the 6 years up? Let's say they sold him on Zayin Adar. So 6 years later, on Vav Adar, that's the end. When it comes Ben Ashmash, Vav Adar is over, so then he goes free. So the, but what if he says, I don't want to go free? So it says, V'higisha Adonav El Hadelos, V'higisha El Hadelos El Amzuzah, V'ratza Adonav Esosna Bamatzeah, Vav Adar Liyadam. You make him into an Eved Nirtza, he remains an Eved for more than Sheish, remains an Eved till it comes Yavah. Vav Adar Liyadam, until Olam Eshal Yavah. So the Gemara is, in Mon Kiddushin talks about the Eved Nirtza. So the simple Pshat in Gemara says, Imam Ayyam HaEved, he has to say twice. What do you mean he has to say twice? He has to say, when there's still a Shavuot Pruta's worth of work left, let's say it's Vav Adar, he was sold on Zayin Adar. So when it comes Vav Adar, 6 years later, that's the last day of services that he owes. So he has to say twice. He has to say, Hafte Asadanim Sishtim Izbanai, early in the day. And then, later in the day, where there's hardly any time left, he has to repeat it at Tzveitim Ol, Amar Miyama, twice. So every Eved can only become a Nirtza if it's the last day of Sheish for that Eved. That's the simple Pshat in Gemara. So the Chazon Ish was a teenager, and he knew it's not correct. I didn't know it. He knew it's not correct because it's a Mishnah in Shkolim. That is, Be'echad Be'adar Mashmim Al Shkolim. Rishchodesh Adar, they put up signs all over. They announce everybody should bring in the Machzah Shekel. And then it says, Be'echad Be'adar, Roitzim Esu Avodim. Whoever has an Eved Ivri, and you want to make your Yetziah, they put up signs, everybody should come to the Bezna and Echad Be'adar. Everybody's bought an Eved Ivri on Beis Adar, and the 6 years are always up on Echad Be'adar. What's Beis Adar? Why didn't everybody buy an Eved Ivri? So you see, it doesn't have to be the last day of Sheish. So the Chazon Ish got a Gemara Pesachim. Shkolim is at the end of Pesachim. Got a Gemara from the bookcase in the Beis Medrash. He opened up to the Mishnah Shlam. Didn't want to argue with Rabbi Tzala. He walked up to the front. Everybody was looking. What's he doing? He walked up to the Shtender Rabbi Tzala saying the Shtir. He had a Gemara in front of him. Kiddushin. He walked up. He put the Mishnah Shkolim on top of the Gemara Kiddushin. And he walked out. And he said he's not going to learn by him because this time I know that he's wrong. Next time he'll say Chiddush. I won't know that it's against the Rabbi Gemara. So that was the end. He didn't learn by Rabbi Tzala. Then he wanted to learn a brisk by Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. Chazon Ish wanted to learn a brisk. Would have been a different Chazon Ish.
Yeah.
Chazon Ish totally is such different. A totally different style from Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. So, but then he heard that in brisk, it's not possible to be careful about Chodosh. And he wanted to be Nizam and Chodosh, so he didn't want to go to brisk. And then so the other yeshivas were not for him, so he learned on his own. Chazon Ish was a self-made man, he learned on his own. So Rabbi Tzala was Yadua. He always had chidushim that were not so oisgalt in Lalocha. So this also, he has in his safe in Zecha Yitzchak. He has, he said, he disagrees with the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Sofik, Mila, Bizmana, Mila, Shalab, Bizmana, you're permitted, he thinks you're permitted to do it on Yom Tov. Like if you have a Sofik, Ochel Nefesh, I don't know how much food they're going to want to eat. You don't say Sofik, the Raisa, the Chumri, you're not allowed to cook more than your Vadai need. Whatever you may need, is called the Echal Nefesh. Whatever is a Sufik is included in Echal Nefesh. So if there's a Sufik, maybe it's Mila. On Shabbos, Mila is a Malacha. And Yom Tov also, Mila is Malacha. On Shabbos, only had to do bis Mila bis Mila bis Man. So if it's a Sufik, Mila bis Man, Mila bis Man, there's no had to do. But on Yom Tov, not only Mila bis Man is Mutter, any mitzvah. Lulav lots is bo. Sefer Torah Likra is bo. You're allowed to do a malach on Yom Tov for any tzarech mitzvah. That's called mitoich. Any one of mitoich shuhutra malachas Yom Tov tzarech achon nefesh. As long as it's a tzarech mitzvah sayom.
So there's a tzarech. Maybe it's a mila bismanim. Maybe it's a mila bismanim. And a sofik tzarech is also called a sofik. Like by Yochal Nefesh, that was his einfach. So that's what they point out. It's against it. Often it does after a gemara, black and white against it.
Is Rabbi wrong, or why is he wrong?
That's a good question. Why is he wrong? His svaras are always good. His svaras are always good. He was the one we must have mentioned every year. We mention it. He's one who said that you're not allowed to have hesped v'tainis on Chanukah and Purim. You're not allowed to hesped v'tainis, but the oynanim, the relatives of the mace, are permitted to say hesped. Because the reason why you're not allowed to have hesped v'tainis is because everybody has a chi of simcha, and one who's in the state of simcha is not allowed to say hesped. But the oynanim are not allowed to fulfill mitzvah saseh. They're not allowed to violate averis. Misha Mesa Mutal the father is not allowed to do any mitzvah saseh. So he's not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha and Chanukah and Purim. So the oynan is allowed to deliver a hesped. So that's what he said, Lavachas. Everybody else disagreed. He can say the hesped, we're not allowed to listen. We have a chiyuv simcha. So but not only does it is a hesped, you're not allowed to deliver a hesped, you're not allowed to listen to a hesped. One's going to give a hesped without a loudspeaker. No one's going to hear what he's saying. And no one's allowed to listen to the hesped because they'll be crying, they'll be sad.
Would the second day of Yantif have the same rule as the first day then, in terms of the verse?
Oh, so that's what I said last week. Rabban Kotler said the Shia, so he proved we should keep our eyes open. He said he proved from this Gemara against the Chasam Sofer. It's really, he quotes, he wrote the Shtigl Teren Kletzk. I don't know what they tell over the story that when he said the Shia in Lakewood, so he, during Shalosh Shudas, by accidentally, he cut his finger. But this Shtigl Torah is in a sefer, in the Mishnah Srabaran, and Chelek Yeridei, so they have said that this was written in Kletzk before he came to America, before Lakewood, I don't know. So they say that by Shalosh Shudas he accidentally cut his finger, he nicked his finger with a knife, and then he took it as a simon HaShemayim. He was too chutzuf, he was too chutzpedik. When he said, Chasam Sofer, Fazan, Anof, and a Gemara, this Gemara, so he felt it wasn't right. That's why they printed it. They printed it exactly the way he said it. I'm sorry if you forgot enough and more. So he starts off like this. What if you have a milo shloi bismano on a milo shloi bismano on yontif? You're not allowed to do it. That's a mishnah in Masechus Shabbos. Mishnah has like this: baby was born ben hashmosh is Friday going into Shabbos. So next week ben hashmosh is suffering himself at Laila. So next week you're not permitted to perform the bris on Friday. Maybe it's Toch Shmoina. You're not permitted to perform the bris on Shabbos. Maybe it's Shalai Bismana. Maybe this mana really was Friday. Now that I do a bris milah shalai bismana, so you do the bris on Sunday. What if Sunday is Yontif? So it's a vada milah shalai bismana. So you're not allowed to do the bris on Sunday. What if Sunday is Rosh Hashanah? By us it never happens. Lo adu Rosh. First day Rosh Hashanah is never going to be a Sunday. But bisman shekitchal piaria, it was possible. So if Sunday and Monday is Rosh Hashanah, so not only are you not allowed to do the bris milah on Sunday, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because it's a vada milush lebizmana, you're not allowed to do it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah either. So the Mishnah, only talking about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah was written by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, edited by Rabbi Nasi, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't have Yantam Sheni of Pesach Shavuos. They only had Yantam Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. So what's the din of Sunday and Monday is not 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot. What's the different Yantam Sheni? So that's machlok is the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Rambam says only 2 days Rosh Hashanah. If it's 2 days Pesach, Amilu Shaloi Bizmana Vadai, the Milu is either Bizmana Friday or Shabbos. When it comes Monday, that's for sure Milu Shaloi Bizmana. For sure that's not the eighth day. So the Rambam's opinion is the second day Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichtos. It has all the chumras of the first day, except for Kfuras Ameis. Kfuras Ameis we permit even on second day Rosh Hashanah, Day Yisrael. But for all other intents and purposes, you don't have any kulis on Yantav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. So that the Mishnah says you don't permit a milah shabizmana on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But if it's second day Pesach Shavuos Sukkis or Simchas Torah, we would permit a milah shabizmana. And the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam. The Rosh thinks, Manashtana, what's the difference? Just like second day Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah only gives Rosh Hashanah because in Eretz they didn't have Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. But just like the Mishnah says, you're not permitted to do melacha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah for the Milush Lebizman, the same is true regarding any Pesach Shua Silka second day Yontif. How do we pass on halacha lemaisa? So the Shach passing is like the Rambam, that you are permitted to do a Milush Lebizman and any other Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. That is clearly not the practice. Nobody does that. We don't follow that Shach. We follow the Rambam. I don't know if Svardim follow. I never heard that, so I didn't follow that that Rama Amida. So the practice clearly is that we don't perform a Milo Shel Bizmana on the second day of the Yantav. The Shaila is, what if it's a Sufik Bizmana, Sufik Lo Bizmana? Let's say the baby was born Tuesday evening going into Wednesday. And next week, Tuesday and Wednesday are 2 days Yantav, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, whatever. So 2 days Yantav. So you're not going to do the Bris on Tuesday, maybe it's Toshmona. When you do the Bris on Wednesday, it's a Sufik Milo Bizmana, Milo Shel Bizmana. Maybe it is Bizmana. And it's only Yantav Sheni Shel Golias. It's only the Rabbanim. So that the Nadi Yehuda says. Nadi Yehuda says, that's a Sveik, so he allows it. He says, according to the Rambam, you're always permitted to do a Milo Shaloi Bizmana on Yantav Sheni Shel Golias if it's not Rosh Hashanah. And even if you're Choshish, and the Shach Pasim is like the Rambam, and even if you're Choshish for the Rosh, that if it's a real Milo Shaloi Bizmana, you're not allowed to do it on Yantav Sheni Shel Golias either, and not only Yantav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, but it's a selfing. Maybe it is a Milo Bizmana. The baby was born Ben Hashmashes, Tuesday, Wednesday. So next week, Wednesday, maybe the Milo Bizmana. So that's the Nadi Yehuda says, that if you have such a situation, that's Muta Mitam Svek Svek. So that's the Shaila. But what if next week is Rosh Hashanah? Tuesday and Wednesday is, let's say, Rosh Hashanah. So a second day Rosh Hashanah, if it's a Milo Shel Bizmana, no one holds it as Decha. That's a Mishnah. If the baby was born Friday evening going into Shabbos, Ben Hashmash is Friday going into Shabbos, so you don't do the Bris next week, not on Friday, not on Shabbos, do it on Sunday. If Sunday is Rosh Hashanah, do it on, and you can't do it on Monday either, that's a Befevish and Mishnah. If Sunday, Monday, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to do a Milo Shel Bizmana on a second day Rosh Hashanah. That's a Mishnah. There's no Machlokes. The Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, is only any other Yantav Sheni Shel Golias where the Milo Shel Bizmana is Mutar or not. A second day Rosh Hashanah or not. So that's a Shaila that the Nadi Behuda raises. If the baby was born Ben Hashmash is Tuesday going into Wednesday, next week, Tuesday and Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah, would you permit the Mila on the second day, Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, if it's a Mila, Shalai Bizmana, you don't allow. So would we permit the Mila that's a Sofik Bizmana, Sofik Lo Bizmana? So the Nadi Behuda is a little bit neiter, possibly Lahakil. Nechsam Sefer says Lahakil. Sam Sefer says Lahakil. So Rabban Kotler said it's Beferish against Agamar. You have to keep our eyes open to see, is it really Beferish? Is it going to be Beferish in the Gemara? That even on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, you're not making unless it's a Vaday Milo Bizmana? That's a question. They say Rav Moshe said, I never heard this though. I never heard directly from Rav Moshe. I don't think it's in the Sefer. They said he was opposed to this Nadi Behuda. He said you shouldn't paskin, even if the second day, even if it's Pesach. Let's say next, baby's born Tuesday going into Wednesday, Ben Hashmashes, and next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, is 2 days Pesach. So they said Rav Moshe didn't hold like the first Nadi Behuda in the first place, that the Svek Sveka, that you should permit the Milo on the second day Pesach, the second day Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, because of the Svek Sveka. Maybe the din is like the Rambam, like the Shach, that even a Milo Shel Bizmana is Mutar Yantav Sheni. That's not Rosh Hashanah. And even if the din is not some, maybe it's a Milo Bizmana. So that was the Nadi Yehuda Svek Sveka. The Moilim told me that Rav Moshe said you shouldn't follow that answer. I don't know. Maybe it could be the Moilim made a mistake. Could be Rav Moshe said it on Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. Nadi Yehuda says it on Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, and then the Chassam Sofer extends it even to the second day Rosh Hashanah, where there is no, you don't have such a Svek Sveka. Because the second day Rosh Hashanah, if it's a Milo Shel Bizmanah, it's a Beferish Mishnah that is not Decha. So we got to keep our eyes open to see, does it really say against the... It says against Rabbi Tzula Panavish, that's for sure. That's exactly what he says over here. Rabbi Yossi says, Kavachayma from Milo. Milo vado Decha Shabbos, even avada Milo Bizmanah Decha Shabbos. But a Sofek is not Decha Yontif, that's Beferish, black and white. If it's a Sofek, Milo Bizmana, Milo Shel Bizmana, it's not Decha Yontif. That's against Rabbi Tzula Panavish.
The first day Yontif, no.
First day Yontif. Rabbi Tzula Panavish says even the first day Yontif, if it's a Sofek, Tuesday, Wednesday, and next week, Wednesday, is the first day Yontif.
See, by Sofek of Nefesh, he's Mechusa. He's Mechusa of the food, but by Milos, it'll be a day later. The Sushi already makes it Sofek.
Okay.
It's a... there's a nafkamina.
Okay, so you see from the Gemara that he's wrong. That's it. You see from the Gemara that the Rambam didn't invent it. Rabbi Yitzchak Leponov said, no mocker for the Rambam, you shouldn't follow the Rambam. This is the mocker, the famous Gemara. This is the mocker. So this is the Kal v'chomer that the Tana Rabbi Yossi said. Mila, vada mila bismana is decha Shabbos. And nonetheless, if it's suffering mila bismana, binishla bismana is not decha yantav. So Kal v'chomer by kisui hadam she'ein vadoi decha Shabbos, even if you have a vadai chaya, not a kui, suffering bim, suffering, even if you have a vadai chaya, there's never a heter to do chilul Shabbos to do kisui hadam. Never allowed to do kisui hadam, even it's a vadai. So it's a kal v'chomer that a suffik kisui hadam a kui, and a din shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer she'ein tzveika derech yantav. Shouldn't be derech yantav. That was the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is assuming a davar pashut that you're never allowed to do kisui hadam on Shabbos. Vadai kisui hadam is not derech Shabbos. It's against Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu said if you had a heter to do the shechita, Shechnan l'chayla b'Shabbos, then you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, at least the Rabbanans. The Gemara is talking about the Rabbanans the whole time, so it sounds like Ravina is also talking about the Rabbanans, not about their Isis. So it sounds from the Gemara, that's what the Brisa says against Ravina. That's why Rava got upset. Don't let him continue to say this, it's against Allah. Omru loy, so the other Tanoim, the contemporaries of Rabbi Yossi, argued with him, and they said, your Kal v'chaim is not always gehalten. I can show you a case where Vada is not Decha Shabbos and a Sofik is Decha Yantav. Tkiya Shoifa Bigvul Natochiach. Bigvul means Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash. The din is on Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos and Menatar, you do blow Shoifa. With the Rabban, you don't blow Shoifa. Gzer Hashem Yabiran Adal Anamis B'Shus HaRabim. But in Beis HaMikdash, you do blow Shoifa. Yantav Shoh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos B'HaMikdash HaYutoyken Avaloi B'HaMdina. In the Mikdash, you did. Yeah, the Poshib Shat is because Ein Shvuz B'Migdash, but then when you learn, because it's only Gzer Derabon, Gzer Shami Yeranim, you learn the Gemara, you see it's not because Ein Shvuz B'Migdash. Surprising. You read the Gemara says the reason why is because the Bezna HaGadol is there. And the Bezna HaGadol, such prominent rabbis, everybody's going to have more Yerushamayim, and no one's going to forget, no one's going to carry by mistake. So the Gemara says, even if it's not the Bezna HaMigdash, let's say the Bezna HaGadol is in Yavne, wherever the Bezna HaGadol is, you're allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos. Because no one's going to forget. They have such covet for Tzaddikim, for Talmidei Chachamim, no one's going to forget to be Mechal Shabbos. Poshut Pshat is like you said, because Ein Shvuz B'Migdash, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Then there's the Ravid printed on the bottom of the Rif in Maseches Sukkah. The Rabbi gives in Gansan a different reason why. He says, because in the Chumash, it talks. We have some chas madech merosh echad sheichem. Eskaitem achatzoytzus alo lasechem al zivchei shalmechem. The blowing chatzoytzus enhances the hakrovus hakorbonus. Al zivchei shalmechem. Alo lasechem al zivchei shalmechem. In conjunction with the hakrovus hakorbonus. So he says, you shouldn't ask a tkiya shofar in Migdash on Rosh Hashanah because it enhances the hakrovus hakorbonus. It's like a befevish of pasuk and chumash that enhances akrovus akabah. So how does it fit in? The Mishnah says even in Yavne, when the Bezna HaGadol is in Golus in Yavne, also you blow shofar. There's no akrovus akabah in Yavne. The Gemara befevish a different reason, not because Ein Shvuz B'Migdash, not because of akrovus akabah, because people have such yiras akavod for the Bezna HaGadol, they're going to be on their toes, they're going to be more alert, and they're going to be very careful not to be mechalal on Shabbos. There's no gzeirish em yavirem. Yeah. So Omru Loi said the contemporaries of Rabbi Yossi disagree. They think it's Kal v'chomer is not always gehalten. So the din is that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar in Gvulden, all over in the world, except for the Beis HaMikdash you do. So Tkiya shofar b'Gvulden tochiach shows that you're wrong. It's a proof, tochiach, it's a proof your svara is wrong. She'ein vadai derech Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Shechodi is B'Shabbos, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is real Rosh Hashanah, the Araisa. Second day is a make-believe Sveika Diyadla, but the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah, the Araisa. And you don't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah Shechodi is B'Shabbos, B'Gvulin, outside of Beis HaMikdash. And nonetheless, Sveika is Decha Yontif. Even though Vado is not Decha Shabbos, Sveika is Decha Yontif. He made a Kal v'chomer that Madach Mila bismana vada mila bismana is decha Shabbos, and a suffik mila bismana is not decha yantiv. So anything that's not Dechan Shabbos, for sure, it's Sveika is not Dechan Yantav. Here it's not true. Tkiya Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Cholis B'Shabbos is not Dechan Shabbos, Medi Rabbanon, Shemi Yavirenu. But Sofek Tkiya Shofar is Dechan Yantav. So that was what they argued with Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi wasn't bothered, that didn't face him, because I'm going to explain why it didn't face him. But others, Heshver Ablezer HaKapah B'Rebbe Tshuva, Ablezer HaKapah had a different taina against the Kal V'Chaimer of Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi should have been worried about. The argument, Amar Lo Tkiya Shofar, the Gemara is going to explain why that didn't face him. He hoped that doesn't slug up what he said. But Ablezer HaKapah B'Rebbe means he was a little ador, his taina, his tshuva, his argument against Rabbi Yosi is a valid argument. That you can't derive anything from Bris Milah. Kisi Adam, Rabbi Yosi made a Kal V'Chaimer, Madach, Milah is so chomer, it's the Vadai, Milah Bizman is Dechah Shabbos, and nonetheless, a Sufik, Milah Bizman is not Dechah Yontif, so Kisi Adam, which is never Dechah Shabbos, so it's a Kal V'Chaimer that it's Sufik should not be Dechah Yontif. So Rabbi Elazar HaKapah says it's not a good Kal V'Chaimer, because Milah is not as chomer a mitzvah. On the one hand, Milah is very, very chomer. Nichris Allah Yud Gimel Brises. The word Bris appears 13 times in Parshas Lech Lecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mitzvah Bris Milah to Avraham Avinu. And as far as, if you don't fulfill the Bris Milah, the father doesn't do the Bris Milah, the father's not Chayav Koris. But if the child grows up and after his bar mitzvah he doesn't take care of his own Bris Milah, then the child will be Oivan and Issa Koris. So on the one hand, Bris Milah is a more chomedic mitzvah than most other mitzvahs. On the other hand, the Gemara says Milah is only Noig Bayom, it's not Noig Balayla. Kis Adam is Noig Bayom Ubalayla. So maybe because of this element that Kis Adam has a chumer. On the one hand, Bris Milah's Karis and the whole works, Nichwas al Yud Gimel Brises, Bris Milah's Macham. But there's one Chumer that you have in Kisei Adam, then it's Noig Bayom Ubalayla. So maybe because it's more Chumer in that sense, Noig Bayom Ubalayla, maybe a Sufik Kisei Adam is Dechei Yontif. Not like Rabbi Yosi said.
Bris B'Dievet at night, he's still in Oral.
You're not yotze the mitzvah of Milah, you have to do Hatafas Dam Bris. But the Rambam says he can eat Korban Pesach. He may eat Korban Pesach.
So it's the day, but at night you could also eat.
But you're not yotze the mitzvah at night. The Rambam said you can't call him an oral. You can't call him an oral. You say he needs Hatafas Dam Bris. Right, they're not Mikhaim the mitzvah. So that's what Ablezer HaKapetain is against. Rabbi Yosi's Kal V'Chaimer, he says maybe Kisei Adam in a certain sense is more chomer than Milah, because Milah is only Nohegas Bayom and not Balayla. Kisei Adam is doing Bayom but Balayla, so maybe a Sufik Kisei Adam would be Dechei Yontif. Maybe you are allowed to be Mechal Yontif to do the Kisei Adam. Amar Ababa, so Ababa says Zeh Echad Men Adorim Amar Abchir said when he heard the Kal V'Chaimer of Rabbi Yosi, he thought that this is a knockout Kal V'Chaimer. There's no way to slug up this Kal V'Chaimer. Eisen. So Rababa has a comment. This Kal V'Chaimer of Rabbi Yosi that the Tosefta starts with, there's no way to slug up Rabbi Yosi's Kal V'Chaimer. And then comes Behesh Rab Lazar Kapa Berebi Tshuva. And he comes and he slugs up the Kal V'Chaimer. Rabbi Chia was stunned. He thought that this was Eisen. There's no way to Dingzach. Then comes Rab Lazar Kapa. The other Tanaim also Omer Lo, they disagree, but the other Gemara says that didn't faze Rabbi Yosi. He has a whole explanation why. But Rabbi Elazar Kapas, that's an Eisen and a Taina. So now the Gemara is going to continue to. We're going to continue in the discussion. I have to make a plane, so I'm going to be Mikatsa this year. Okay. So we'll have to save this. Next week I won't be here, but the week after we'll have to continue from here. Let me just say a short about Torah on the Parsha. In Pasuk says that when they left the Mitzrayim, they took Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody was busy with Bizas Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Atzmus Yosef. Hashbei Hashem Bnei Yisraelim Apakol Yifkol Lekim Askam Alisam Asatzmais Amizay Itchem. Yosef Hatzadik had them swear that when they leave Eretz Mitzrayim, they're going to take his bones and they're going to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rashi quotes from the Medrash, why does it say Hashbea Hishbia? Hishbia Mashiach Hashbia was B'nei. He had them swear. He knew that they're not going to leave Mitzrayim for a long, long time. It's going to be 210 years, called this Mitzrayim. So he had his brother swear that they're going to have their children swear that they're going to have their children swear that when it comes time for the Gulas Mitzrayim, they're going to take Asmin Tzioisim. So the practice used to be in the yeshivas in Europe in the early 1900s, 1920s, 1930s, I think, they used to send kashas to the Ragachov, all the bochum, from the Chassidish yeshivas and from Tells and from the other yeshivas. They used to send them kashas and learning. So he always used to send postcards. He used to answer everybody's kashas. So they once wanted to get him, every so often they wanted to get him involved in politics, so he always avoided it. So they asked him, what does he say about the Aguda? So he wrote a shtickel Torah about Lulav Tzar Cheged. He knew what the Aguda was. He didn't want to get involved. So he wrote about Lulav Tzar Cheged, Lulav Ein Tzar Cheged. So they asked him, what does he say about the Sholosh Shvuas? The Gemara says in the end of Ksubas that there's a pasuk that appears three times in Shiashim. Ishbati Eschem and Osho Shom Teirim, 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 Abad, Shetechpots, the Kaddish Boch, who had the Bnei Yisrael swear that they're not going to force the issue, the pressure, the Umas Olam, to give us a Medina. So what does he say about the Sholosh Shvuas? So he wrote a Shtickel Torah. He didn't take a stand. That's why those who are opposed to the Zionist movement, so they always kept on quoting the Sholosh Shvuas. Yeah. This past Shabbos, I was in Flatbush, so they asked me to speak in one of the shuls there. So I was in the middle, a guy asked, what about the Sholosh Shvuas? Had nothing to do with what I was talking about. What about the Sholosh Shvuas? Had nothing to do with anything. I don't know. What the hang up? All of a sudden now, the Sholosh Shvuas. Ancient. So they... So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Jewish people swear that they're not going to pressure the Muslim to give us a Medina. Yeah. So they asked the Ragachava, what does it say about the Sholosh Shvuas? So he wrote a Shtickel Torah. So he writes in the Shtickel Torah, in the postcard, he writes in the Shtickel Torah that I never took the Shvuah. My parents, I never heard my parents, I never heard they took the Shvuah. So why is the Shvuah binding? So apparently a Shvuah that was taken centuries ago, the Shvuah is recorded in Shir HaShirim. Shlomo HaMelech died centuries ago. So apparently a Shvuah that's recorded in Tanakh is binding on all the future generations. So why does it say Hashbeah Hishbeah Bnei Yisrael? Yosef knew that his brothers will not live so long till Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he had the brothers swear that they'll have their children swear, that they'll have their children swear, that they have their children swear. When the times come, when it comes the time for Yitzias Mitzrayim, they'll take out his bones. Why don't they just make them swear and the Shvuah is binding on all the future generations? Oh, why is over here you have to have Hashbiah, Hishbiah, Hishbiah, Shi Hashbiah's B'naim? And there, my parents, my grandparents, I never heard anybody in recent years took the Shvuah. The Shvuah was taken before the days of Shlomo HaMelech and is binding on all the future generations. So he answers the Shtickel Torah. He says, apparently you see from the Gemara that there's a Shvuah HaYochid and a Shvuah HaTzibur. In the Chumash it talks, Ishu Ishu Ki Yafli Linda Neda Nozal LaHasal Hashem. An individual takes a Shvuah, takes a Neda. So you see from the Gemara that there's a Shvuah HaTzibur as well. So if the whole Klal Yisrael takes a Shvuah, it's binding on all the Doros HaBoim because we're all part of the same Klal Yisrael. But the Klal Yisrael only came into existence after Maimon HaSinai. Yosef HaTzadik was Hishbiyam, that was before Maimon HaSinai. So there was no concept of a Tzibur. So we're only Yechidim. So this is Shvuah HaYochid. So Hishbiyam, Shehashbiyam is B'neim, Shehashbiyam is B'neim. That it should be binding. But after Maimon HaSinai, or after they entered Eretz Yisrael, that's when the Ikat Tziruf of the Klal Yisrael was. So then it's Shaykh for the Tzibur to take a Shvuah. So then you don't have to have Hishbiyam, Shehashbiyam is B'neim. Koyde Matan Tar, there was no Tzibur. Okay, so next week, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael now. Next week, I won't give the Shia, but the week after, we'll have to continue.
It's a special, it's a $2 bill.
$2 bill, I have another $2 bill in my pocket. My son, the Chavrusa, always gives me $2 bills and stuff. Shkaya. Thank you.